A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Samach Vav, Chulin 66a, pagination is 131. I'd like to do a piece from the previous daf on Amud Aleph to start us off. Our topics today are going to be the cases of Chagovim, grasshoppers, and Dugim, fish. So let's take a look at the previous daf, Chulin Samech Hei, that's 65a, pagination 129. And towards the bottom of the page, three lines up from the wides, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Ein lo achshav. If the grasshopper does not have its signs right now, jumping legs, ve'osid legada la'achazman, but it's going to acquire them after a period of time when they grow in. So right now it's young, so it doesn't have the simanim that are identified in the pasuk, but it is the right type. It will get them genetically. It's going to grow them. Kigon hazachol, mutter, that type is permitted. Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi says, you could see it in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ashalo kira'ayim, that it, the way it's written, means it does not have jumping legs. It's written low, it does not have the jumping legs, and that's going to be kosher. But we have a tradition that that's not the way the pasuk is meant to be understood. It's lamid vav. It does have the jumping legs, which leaves us in an interesting quandary. These are not typos. When there's a creek sieve, it's written one way, it's understood the other way according to our tradition. That's not a typo. That's a between the lines message that Hashem wrote into the Torah, that we should understand something. What is it that we're looking to understand over here? Yes, jumping legs or no jumping legs? Says the Torah, it's written one way, kosher without the jumping legs. Written is always the way it's seen. It looks like it doesn't have jumping legs, and you're telling me it's kosher. But it's understood, asher lo kira'ayim, with a vav, it does have jumping legs, and that's why it's kosher. That's in the tradition. That's the part that you can't see. But if you have a higher perception, you'll realize it's as if it has jumping legs, meaning it's the type that has jumping legs, because they will develop. It's classified as kosher. We have this concept as well, you may recall, regarding a wall around the city that doesn't have the wall now, but it had the wall at a critical time, and therefore, looking at it, it looks like it has no wall, but in reality, ashalochoma, it does have a wall. So back in the Gemara, ashalochira'ayim, it does not have the jumping legs right now, but halachically it's considered that it does have the jumping legs. Even though it doesn't have them right now, but it will grow them. It's of that type. That's kosher. Let's turn the page to today's daf, Samach Vav Amud Aleph, pagination 131. And we have our Gemara, five lines from the bottom at the two dots, Uva Dogim, and regarding fish. And although there's no specific Pasuk, creek sieve, like we had by the Chagovim, you'll see the same pattern in the Gemara. We're after the type of fish, even if I don't personally see the scales. Uva Dogim, regarding fish, Kol sheyesh lo snapir v'kaskases. If it has fins and scales, that makes it kosher. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Ein lo achshav, what happens if it doesn't have the scales right now? Va'osid ligadel, but it's going to grow them. la'achazman, if you wait after time. Kegon, and the Gemara gives examples of two such fish. Hareza muter, that's going to be permitted because it's the type that has scales. Yesh lo achshav, right now it has scales in the water. Va'asad la'ashiram b'shosha olam min hayam, but when I actually harvest it, so to speak, I take it out from the sea, it's going to lose its scales. One such story is related about a fish that gets very extremely agitated as it's pulled out of the water. It doesn't die easily, and it shakes its scales to the point that by the time you get it, it's smooth. You can't see the scales. So if you know, if you saw it in the water, and you know that it has scales, and you therefore paskind that it's a kosher fish, and you're going to go harvest it from the water, so it's going to remain kosher, even though it lost its scales. Kegon. And the Gemara gives on the top of Amud Beis examples. Hareza muter, that's permitted. The Gemara continues on the topic of fish. Tenan hasam, we learned. Kol sheyesh lo kaskases, yesh lo sinapir. Any fish that has scales for sure has the fin. V'yesh, but there are sheyesh lo sinapir that have the fin sign. V'ein lo kaskases, and they don't have the scales. And the point here, of course, is that in the Torah it says snapir v'kaskeses, but Chazal came along and told us that really you only have to look for the scales, and that's in practical halacha what's required. A swatch that still has the scales has to remain on the fish so that we could identify it as having scales. Even if they fillet it somewhat and you can't see the fins, it's still going to be recognized as a kosher fish. Yesh lo kaskeses v'yesh lo snapir. If it has both dug tahar, it's kosher. Yesh lo snapir v'in lo kaskeses. If you have the fin but you don't have the scales dug tahar, that's non-kosher. But if you can see the scales, that's going to be enough. Michti, the Gemara asks, a kaskeses kosam chinon. We rely on the scales. Licht of Rachmana Kaskasas, Vala Licht of Snapir. Just write scales. I don't need to write the fins. We'll for sure end up in practical halacha with a kosher fish, says the Gemara. Ikos of Rachmana Kaskasas, Vala Kos of Snapir, if it only wrote scales and not fins, Hava Amina my Kaskasas Snapir. I would perhaps mistranslate Kaskasas as fins, the two unique features of fish, and if it only said one, I wouldn't know which one it is, vafilu dog tame, and I would end up allowing a non-kosher fish. Because of Rachmanas napivikaskeses, so the Torah wrote both, so that I would know by default that if the fins is already mentioned, kaskeses is required. The scales are required. The Gemara challenges. Now that it does say snapir v'kaskeses, how do you know that the kaskeses is the one that it's covered in? It's clothing, so to speak. That's the scales. How do you know to translate like that? D'chsiv v'shiryon kaskasim hu lavush. The Pasuk by Golias says that he's wearing this armor made of layers of connected pieces, scales. So anyway, you have to identify what the word kaskasim means, and this would be an example of how you would know it from a pasuk in Shmuel. Why does telling me snapir v'kaskeses necessarily inform me that kaskeses means the scales? V'licht of Rachmana kaskeses v'lo licht of snapir. And we're back to our question. Right, kaskeses. I know from Shmuel that that's what kaskeses means. And I guess before Shmuel, they just knew it as a tradition. And it's identifiable. Amar Rabbi Avo, v'chintana devei Rabbi Yishmael, yagdol Torah v'yadir. The Gemara concludes the topic by saying the reason that it says snapir and kaskeses, so that Torah should be great and glorified. Question is, what does that mean exactly? So Tosfos indicates that the Torah gave you multiple ways to know that kaskeses means scales. By telling you snapir, so you know that kaskeses is required as well. By tradition, by what it says in the book of Shmuel regarding his armor. That's one approach. Yagdil Torah v'yad, so you know it from more than one place. That's okay. Another approach, which I believe you can see in Art Scroll's footnote, is that it's true I would know which one is kosher. I would know kaskeses means scales, but the glory of Torah, the reasoning as to why such a fish is kosher, is because it has fins and scales, as the Torah describes. And on its deeper level, what we typically just refer to as Kabbalah, the deeper secrets of the Torah, it needs fins and scales. It is true that it happens that anyone that has scales always has fins, and that would also be interesting to know why Hashem created the world like that. But in any case, the kashrus of the fish is because it has fins and scales. So in a practical halacha point of view, you only have to memorize kaskeses. But if you want to know how the Torah works, the glory of Torah, you do need to know that both of those simonim and whatever they represent have to be present for it to be a kosher fish. It's just that everyone that has scale always has fins. Another understanding of Yagdil Torah v'yadir might be that the Torah says both simonim are required, and therefore left it open for Chazal to step in and say, but by the way, we have as a tradition that any fish that has scales also has fins. And that opportunity for Chazal to say something from tradition that could later be examined in creation, and people will see that this information could not possibly have been available to any human being unless he was getting it as a tradition. No human being checked out the thousands of species of fish underwater where human beings don't normally have access to. No one would go on record and say that every fish that has scales for sure has fins unless they knew that as a tradition that's accurate from the Creator himself. And that's Yagdil Torah v'yadir, to endorse the Rabbanon and their teachings. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.